Our story begins at Andrew's apartment, where Victor, Larissa's doctor, has just arrived to give Andrew a checkup.
Gee, I didn't realize doctors still made house calls.
We do if the price is right.
You know, I gotta say, I'm amazed that Larissa would allow you to see me. I figured if she thought something was wrong, she'd just pray that I'd die.
Well, I've known Larissa for a long time. Despite what happened between you two, she has a big heart.
And a big wallet, too.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
So tell me, what seems to be the problem? Larissa said you weren't looking too good yesterday.
Oh, I feel fine, Doctor. But there's one thing I need to put my mind at rest. But I need you to swear to me that Larissa will never know about this.
I took an oath as a doctor, Andrew. Whatever we discuss is just between us.
Good.
So what exactly is it that you want me to check out?
I need an HIV test. I'm sure it'll come back negative, but I need to be sure just to ease my mind.
At his home on the Upper West Side, Jackson has just pulled Dylan out of the living room and into the kitchen.
Damn, Dad, you ripped my friggin' arm off.
Well, if I did, you deserve it after that little stunt you pulled at Dirk's funeral.
Oh, get off it. You're just pissed because I called you out on the BS you were spewing. You didn't give a damn about Dirk, and we all know it.
That's not true. If anyone didn't care about Dirk, it was you. You proved that today by disrupting his service and not bothering to even show up for the whole thing.
I just got your message, Dad. I've been out of touch.
Yeah, I bet. You wanted to make a grand entrance and put all the attention onto you. You were always jealous of your brother.
Oh, that's bull.
No, what's bull is your attitude. I'm sick of it.
If you're so sick of me, why did you leave me 100 messages begging me to come home?
I thought you'd want to be here as a tribute to your brother, but obviously I was wrong. The only person you ever think about is yourself.
Well, now, I guess that means I turned out just like you. Then, doesn't it?
At his apartment, Chuck has just walked into Dara's bedroom and finds her sitting on the bed.
Dara, we should talk.
Is your lover finally gone?
Adriana left, right after Clint.
What the hell are you doing, Chuck?
Look, I know walking in on Adriana and me in bed was probably the worst way in the world to find out. But she and I have been seeing each other for a while now.
Well, obviously it was some big secret, so sorry to have blown your cover.
We just both felt for a lot of reasons that we should keep it under wraps.
How long has this been going on, anyway?
Since New Year's.
Gee, I'm only your daughter. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You're just full of secrets, aren't you?
Dara, I know it must seem that way, but I really thought it was best to keep my being Stacy's father and my relationship with Adriana to myself, at least for now.
So what exactly is going on between you two? Are you in love with her?
No, we're just friends.
Just friends? Do you sleep with all your friends? What am I saying? Of course you do. Followed by a secret love child like Stacy and me.
I promise, Dara, there are no other children out there.
You hope.
Look, what is it going to take to turn this around with you? We were getting closer, and now I feel like we took a huge step back.
You keep dropping all these bombs on me. I don't know how you expect me to feel.
I understand. Well, I hope in time we can get back to where we were. It meant a lot to me that you started calling me Dad.
I just need some space, Chuck, all right?
Then I guess I have no other choice but to give it to you.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.